This is Hawaii Matters. I'm your host, Kathy with a K, and we are talking with our guest, Rando Tu, HIOSH Administration and Technical Support Branch Manager. HIOSH is Hawaii Occupational Safety and Health Division, Department of Labor and Industrial Relations. Rando's going to be talking with us about various programs for employers and employees and get a better understanding of what OSHA in Hawaii, HIOSH, is. Rando, how did you arrive at HIOSH?
That's a very good question because, like most of us, we arrive at HIOSH by, I probably shouldn't use this word, but I'm going to use it, by mistake. Mm. So when I came back from Hong Kong to Hawaii, I'm looking for jobs. Before HIOSH, I'm doing medical research, I'm a med tech, you know, that kind of stuff. But when I moved back from Hong Kong to Hawaii, I don't have my medical license no more, because it's been like so long. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for jobs. And I saw this government job advertised as environmental health specialist about 10 years ago,
okay.
2015, 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Environmental health specialist. I remember during my college years, I studied environmental stuff. Mm-hmm. So I dug up my old papers, old textbooks, kind of read it about it. I was just thinking, you know what? At this point, I don't have a job. I'm just going to apply and see what happens. And sure enough, after I applied it, roughly about 6 to 9 months later, I got an invite for interview. So when I come in for interview, they didn't ask me anything about OSHA. They didn't ask me anything about occupational stuff. They asked me a whole lot of questions about sampling, which I did in the college years and my professional careers. So I answered them accordingly. And then next thing I knew, I was hired. So long story short, first day I go to work, my boss at the time, first day he gave me 2 books. Oh, for the next couple months, you should familiarize yourself with this book. And I look at the book. It's 29 CFR 1910 and 29 CFR 1926 is OSHA regulations. At that point, I realized that, am I in OSHA now? So that's how I got into HIOSH.
So 10 years ago, you become part of HIOSH, Hawaii OSHA. Since you've been with the company, what does HIOSH do?
A lot of people understand that HIOSH is part of Federal OSHA. So actually, HIOSH is an independent state plan that got OSHA approved. So that means that we can operate our own safety and health program within the state of Hawaii. HIOSH basically have jurisdiction over all employers within the state of Hawaii, except federal employers and some private employers such as maritime operations, longshoring, that kind of stuff. And then finally, we don't have jurisdiction over anything that has exclusive federal jurisdiction, the land, meaning that, like, for example, within a federal building, military base, that kind of stuff. But we, as everybody knows, that we go and do inspections, and that's just, I would say, 50% of our job. If I wanted to summarize HIOSH operation, basically there's 2 arms. One arm is everybody familiarized with, is the enforcement arm. And then the other arm is not too many people familiar with. It's our voluntary compliance arm, meaning that it's kind of like cooperative with employers. So these are the 2 things that we do usually.
This is Hawaii Matters. I'm your host, Kathy with a K, and we're talking with HIOSH Administration and Technical Support Branch Manager, Rando Tu. With HIOSH and OSHA, to familiarize the public at large,
sure,
of what OSHA or HIOSH is in our islands. So far as OSHA violations, mm-hmm, company and or employee, that's what OSHA covers. There's intentional, unintentional, and don't require an accident to take place for a citation or fine to happen. Generally, when OSHA is brought up in any kind of conversation, it's like, ooh, what did you do? Or is something bad happening? You can have OSHA on your premises and nothing has to be wrong.
Yes.
You can have people,
that's correct,
conduct inspections. And how does that happen? How does OSHA get introduced to a new business or an existing business?
Okay. So the reason why OSHA exists is because back in the 70s, mm-hmm, we have a lot of industrial accidents and fatalities when they're building, you know, high rises with no protection and stuff. At the time, I believe it's 1970s, our United States legislature deemed that it's necessary to have a specific agencies to handle all these stuff. So in 1970s, they come up with the OSHA Act. So in the act, which is becoming a law later, define what OSHA is basically. And within the state of Hawaii, we established our state plan, OSHA, which is HIOSH, in 1974. We got approval to fully independent, I believe in 1984. When we become an independent state operating plan, then we basically carry out OSHA's mission in the state, within the state of Hawaii. So for us to go on to a site to inspect, there's basically two types. So the first one would be program planned. And then another one is unprogrammed. Program plan meaning that there's some type of program. Let's say, for example, national emphasis program. You know, this is the programs that the national OSHA, that the federal OSHA deems that is necessarily. Like, for example, they look at the national injury rate from BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, because all workers' compensations, they see these area has a lot of injuries. So, for example, amputation. A lot of people got amputated at work, which is we don't want. We want people to go home with all the digits and fingers and stuff, right? So they have an emphasis program on amputations. Another example would be trenching, because trenching, Hawaii in the past have fueled fatalities because of trenching collapse. And it's kind of like genetically dangerous place, high hazard thing. So they will have a national emphasis program. So these are the program plan. And then one of the many program I think a lot of people familiar with is our targeted industry, high hazard industry programs like SST and high hazard industry targeting program. So these are the industry that Federal OSHA identifies, like traditionally is high hazards. And depending on their injury rate, then every year we'll switch to a different industry. But lately, they had the site-specific targeting program. We target not only the high-rate industry. We also target the low-rate industry because from Federal OSHA statistics, they find people underreported. So it's our responsibility to go into those establishments that have low injury rate to verify if they have high. So these are the program plan. Another one which has higher priority than the program plan inspections is the unprogrammed activities. This is the complaints, the accidents, the fatalities, the referrals, the imminent dangers, that kind of stuff. That means that we're not planning for it. We do the inspection as it happens.
This is Hawaii Matters. I'm your host, Kathy Whitaker. You just heard from Rando Tu with HIOSH, Administration and Technical Support Branch Manager. With HIOSH, when you're talking about a high rate of incident reporting and low rate of incident reporting, it's exactly that, the reporting of it. Some people may not think it's necessary, and not good or bad. Do you, in your position, still visit workspaces as an inspector?
I do, but it's not as an enforcement inspector. So my position right now involves a lot more cooperative side of the program. So we will visit candidates, employer who's volunteering to, we call it voluntarily compliance. So they're volunteering to participate in several programs that we have. For example, Voluntary Protection Program, Hawaii VPP. These are the employers that we highlight. They're doing very, very outstanding job in their safety and health. These are and employers, basically, everybody should follow how they run their safety and health program. And if you become one of those candidates or you successfully nominated as part of the VPP, you'll be exempt from all program inspections. So for example, let's say you own a business and you're VPP and your business showed up on my list as a program plan, then we just delete it. No need to do it for the duration of the VPP, that kind of stuff. So I'll visit workplaces like those places to determine whether or not they're VPP. It's a really nice status.
How can a business find out if they're qualified, or is it something that they initiate a visit?
Yes, they should initiate it. Under the cooperative program, there's five different programs. There's VPP I've just mentioned, and there's alliances program, partnerships program, consultation and training program, and then finally OSHA challenge program. All of these programs are available for the employer to participate. They can find more information through our website, in HIOSH website.
The OSHA cooperative programs, and there's also the OSHA outreach training program. I was overviewing both of them at the official HIOSH website. Mm-hmm. They're each voluntary. They're not mandatory.
No.
What kind of certification or completion of program does that help or aid an employee or an employer? Let's talk about the OSHA Outreach Training Program.
Outreach Training Program has, it's a variety of things. You can invite us to give a speech at your location about a specific topic. We can host seminars, which next year we're going to have a whole bunch. Host an educational sections with you guys, or, you know, just whatever you guys need. We give a lot of speeches on different topics and stuff. And then also there are OSHA 10 and OSHA 30 classes. Currently, HIOSH doesn't offer that. Mm-hmm. So we stopped that for a little bit. But then there is a lot other certified trainers within the state of Hawaii that you guys can search through the websites and, you know, go attend those classes. I cannot say whether those classes is free or not. If HIOSH is hosting it, it should be free. Mm-hmm. OSHA 10 is usually for construction workers. They cover generalized broad topics of safety. OSHA 30 is usually for foremen, for construction industry foremen. So they cover a little bit more than just the broad topics, safeties and stuff. But regardless of OSHA 10, OSHA 30, or presentations and speeches and everything, none of them is mandatory. But some company, some construction company that I know, will require their employees to do OSHA 10 and OSHA 30.
When you went through your training to be working at Hawaii OSHA, HIOSH, did you gain the ability to be out off the clock and not be with that judgmental eye scanning like, oh, that's a violation, that's a violation?
That's a very good question. To be honest with you, no, I cannot turn it off. Mm-hmm. I see it every day. But then in the same time, what I can do is turn my brain off. Like, mm-hmm. for example, I see violations. Usually I would talk to the employer. Excuse me, you know, this is not too good for your employee because of these. You know, you might want to take a look at it. I'm not going to say, oh, I work for HIOSH, you know, I'm going to sign you. No, definitely not doing that. You know, it's more like advisory.
Mm.
Yeah. And sometimes, especially weekends, when I take the kids out playing in the park, I look around the neighborhood and then some guy's working on a roof, not tying off, 20 feet high. And I know they're rushing because they're like six guys on the roofs. Mm-hmm. And I know that the reason why they're doing that, you know, because they're rushing more than likely. So I usually would stop. I would go over, you know, this is super dangerous. You're 20 feet high, no fall protection on a very steep roof. Six guys, you can bump into each other. You might not be happy after the results. So I would definitely tell them. But I'm not going to tell them I work for HIOSH or anything.
You just heard from Rando Tew, HIOSH Administration and Technical Support Branch Manager. I'm Kathy with a K. I'm your host with Hawaii Matters, learning more about OSHA Outreach Training Program. Not mandatory, but it does sound handy. I thought it was really interesting. I do not work in any of those industries. It would be to their benefit. Is it suggested at all to take OSHA training?
Yes. So this is what OSHA's believes, and I also believe in that. Enforcement is important because there's like a, I call it compulsory compliance.
Okay.
Meaning that people has to force to be in compliance. However, enforcement activity, doesn't matter how many times I inspect the same employee over and over again. That inspection is just a snapshot of the time that I'm there. If that employer doesn't have a good safety and health culture, it doesn't matter. We can penalize them however much, mm-hmm. but to them, it doesn't matter. However, with the cooperative program side, this is voluntary. So when the employer is willing to do it, the benefits is a lot more than enforcement. So I truly believe that enforcement and cooperative program comes hand in hand. First, you need to educate the people, which is the outreach and stuff like that. And then, you know, they gain their knowledge. They can do their own plans and stuff like that. And then we can go in and alliances program and partnerships program, all of these programs, where alliances is usually we team up with industry or employers or associations or unions to address a broad topic to their members. Mm-hmm. Whereas partnership, we team up with a specific employer, usually look at a specific job site or union thinking that, oh, in the past several months, our members have a lot of, let's say, fall protection issues. We don't know how to address it, or we want HIOSH to help with that. then of course they can always go with our consultation training program. But consultation training program is focused on individual employers. Mm-hmm. Partnership program, we can still work with the union or whatever work group that is to target a specific hazards. So all of these things, to me, it's a lot more beneficial than wait until the inspector showed up and tell you guys, this is not right and this is how much you penalize. Plus, all of our cooperative programs are free. There's no citations. However, some programs will have inspection deferrals, meaning that you are exempt from inspections. Some don't. So it's depending on how willing the employers want to work with us and how willing are they wanting to change their culture.
Randall, when it comes to the OSHA cooperative programs, of the ones available, is there one or two that you would say, take the course, make the time, have your employees become familiar with it? Everyone has the same information when they go through these OSHA cooperative programs and OSHA outreach training programs, and that's key. I know you want to say all. All are great.
Yes. All these cooperative programs are tailored to more employers because we wanted to change the safety and health culture. We believe it's starting from the top, from the very top. That's why we want to educate the employers so that they can implement specifically, you know, safety and health policies or procedures that fit their own company. So that's why usually if you are new employees, you should ask your employer, you know, what kind of training I got. Depending on what they have, you can ask for more, depending on what you do. One thing I always ask employee to ask their managers is to, do you have a hazard assessment for my job? So what it does is the management look at the process that you do and determine whether or not this is safe, this is not safe. If this is not safe, they're going to follow a hierarchy of control to control the hazards, to minimize the chance of being injured. You know, if I wanted to say one or two program, I'd strongly suggest it. Go for the top. Why not, right? AVPP. And of course, before that, our CNT consultation training program is also good. They have a similar program like VPP, but it's called SHOP.
The Safety and Health Achievement Recognition program.
Yes, that one.
The on-site consultation program. Yeah.
But they have a whole bunch of eligibility, so... For details, you can go on our website again and then contact us also. But go for the top.
You just heard from Randall Tew with HIOSH Administration and Technical Support Branch Manager. This is Hawaii Matters. I'm your host, Kathy with a K. Learning about HIOSH, about OSHA, it's about being safe. And the more information you yourself are equipped with, either as a supervisor, the owner of a company, the employer, the person who's first time on the job, even if you've been with a company for a really long time and people turn to you for information, where's the equipment, where do I store these things? A year later, 5 years later, things change and get updated. And, you know, like even for myself, many years in an office, and I get comfortable going through these different programs and asking questions helps you be safe and helps other people continue to have a safe work environment, which is what Randall's been talking about. What other elements of HIOSH do you want to impress upon people who may not be impacted by all things OSHA?
From my experience in HIOSH, being an enforcement officer, being a manager and supervisor, one thing that I see is that a lot of people think that HIOSH is just an enforcement agency. They just come out and cite people. And even with a lot of private consultants, they don't see HIOSH as something that matters because they would think that HIOSH just, again, cite. But for me, and I know a lot of us, meaning that people who work in HIOSH, has the same goal. We all work towards us being unemployed. This is our goal. So whether if they're inspectors or whether or not we're program specialists, you know, whoever we are, we go to the job site. What we're trying to do is to hopefully the employer will listen to us and create a safe environment for their employees. Being an enforcement officer, you see a lot of heartbreaks. There are several cases still in my head that kind of tug my heartstrings. And that's given me the drive to continue to work in HIOSH. I worked many jobs before, but this job is not a great paying job. But I think for myself, at least, this job rewards me the most because I have almost direct impact on other people's life. You see it, if you do enough investigation from Hayash, you'll see those cases. Yeah.
What have been some of the general reasons that employees or employers will say, we can't do that, we can't correct that?
Yeah. So there are several reasons. The more business terms we hear a lot is, yeah, we don't have the money for that. Or, oh yeah, we taught them that it's just them, they're not doing it. You know. Or for a more personal level, it's like, oh, I've been doing this for 30 years, nothing happened to me. Or, yeah, we've been doing this for however long, look at our history, there's no injuries. And to me, those are the terms that I hear a lot.
And what is your response?
The whole thing about Hayash or OSHA is to prevent the first incident. I usually respond to the people, oh yeah, 30 years and nothing happened to me. When I first started in Hayash, I inspected a place that they make countertops.
Countertops, okay.
So they've been in business for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When I went there, they don't have good respirators. So I talked to the owners, I talked to the general managers, their family owned for decades. The owner told me that, yeah, I've been doing this for 30 years. I never use a respirator. So the hazard is silica. So he's doing it for 30 years. He never used a respirator. They're grinding and all of that kind of stuff, breathing in all these debris. And basically kind of argue with me, you know, we don't need it. So I kind of show them, you know, what the science about. His son is actually agrees with me. He's the general manager. And then he ending up obey everything, get the respirator, all that. And several years later, super unfortunate, the owner was diagnosed with silicosis from all the silica that breathed in. So I use this example to kind of educate the people that I talk to. Even now, when I don't have to do inspections, when I go out and kind of verify their VPP status, I always ask them, what makes you wanted to join VPP? Because it's not easy. It requires a lot more than what the standard said. So I would listen to them. I would learn from whatever they said usually. And then I can use those examples to talk to people. And a lot of times when they say, oh, I don't have money for that, then I'm going to do the research for them. So these are the options that doesn't require that much money. You're already spending this much money on the workers' comp because you have all these injury. Imagine that you invest that much money into this. You eliminate all this downtime, injury time, workers' compensations, all that kind of stuff. And usually people, it's logical for them to make that move. Of course, there are always people who just like, you know what, it doesn't matter.
But you also encounter folks that are 110, like, yes, thank you for catching that.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna work on it. And when you revisit their work site.
Yeah, it's a step up. I encounter people that who doesn't know what safety is.
Mm-hmm.
They just started business. I inspected them, you know, their citations and stuff. Now that I don't have to visit them, but then other people, for whatever reason, they're in a high hazard industry, they cycle back or complain or whatever. Other inspector visit the site. I get to look at all the reports. So when I look at the reports, I realize that, oh, this is the same employer that I inspected several years ago. And now they have all these things in place. And I'm kind of proud of them. Yeah, it's not me, it's them. Because there's a place that I visit, it's really kind of bad because they use something really strong chemical to do something. At that time, there's a lot of employees complaining, a lot of workers' compensations going on. So when I visit them, now they change. And then several years later, another inspector visits them again. The employee that I talked to back then was about to quit because of the situation. Now that she is the general manager, she stayed with the company because all of these things changes. And the company has other issues, but the issue that I addressed was, you know, it's basically gone.
Rando Tu, Hayash Administration and Technical Support Branch Manager. This is Hawaii Matters. I'm your host, Kathy with a K. With you sharing different stories when you were an inspector out in the field, it really lends to the overall health and also morale and mood of the employees at the work site. Sometimes it is little things to improve it can help the folks wanting to stay on. That's a great story about the employee who is now a general manager. Would you suggest a program for small businesses that are like on wheels? Are there ways that there's a checklist?
So FedOSHA website and our website, both websites have various checklists and stuff like that. Different employers can go search for it. If you go on the FedOSHA website, you just go from A to C index, then you can look for the specific hazards and they teach you how to obey that or prevent that. And then for us, several years ago, we have our consultation training program. They published a small business handbook. We kind of update it and then we publish it within, I think it's the next year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So like, I don't know how they're going to release it though, but
PDF.
Yes. That would be the best way. Yeah. Before it's actual booklet, but yes. I think PDF would be the next thing to go. But for more details, you can contact us. You know, consultation training branch has those things. And on our website has a lot of fact sheets that we create. And anybody can download it and take a look at it. We're adding more and more. Yeah, so different places have different resources. But let's say food truck, right? If I'm the food truck owner, of course, first thing first, I'm going to research on what kind of law that applies to me first. Of course, definitely Department of Health, all the food safety stuff. And then with employees, back to the JHA, job hazard analysis, I'm going to look at everything that I do. For example, I'm going to drive myself to a location and then I'm going to picture what kind of hazard I would encounter on the drive. Then you're going to abate it based on the hierarchy of control. If I park my car there, I'm cutting onions. You know, what kind of hazards? Step one, I pick out the onion. Step two, I grab a knife. Step three, I start slicing them. All of those steps, slicing the onions, of course, you got cut and stuff like that. And you look at the hierarchy of control, the most effective is eliminate. Eliminate the hazards. The second is substitution. And then it's engineering control, ammunition control, and then finally PPE. So I always use this analogy when I talk to people about this hierarchy control. For example, try to imagine you are a general at wartime. You have to send your soldiers to enemy territory to patrol. The hazard is you identify as being shot by enemy forces, right? So first step, the most effective eliminations. Can I eliminate the hazards? Tell all the enemy, don't shoot at my troops. Cannot, right? So go one step further. Substitute. Substitute all my soldiers to robots. That's good, right? But probably not a good idea because of the money or whatever, right? All the technology. One step down is engineering control, meaning that it separates the people from the hazards. Instead of people, we send in tanks. It's effective. They don't get shot. The tank can protect them. But tank cannot go everywhere, you know, for as capable as they are. So next step down is administrative control. Change how people work. Instead of sending them patrolling 8 hours a day, send them 2 hours a day. So the risk is lower. And then finally, with all else failed, you can always give them a personal protective equipment, PPE. Here, a bulletproof vest, go do your job. So as you can see, the level of efficiency. A lot of people think that I give them PPE, yeah, but it's not the best.
Thank you, Randall Tu, HIOSH Administration and Technical Support Branch Manager. You can visit labor.hawaii.gov for official information. To replay or share this episode, search Hawaii Matters where you stream podcasts. For Pacific Media Group, I'm Kathy with a K. Mahalo.